Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Chad, and I serve with the SEND Network in Columbus and also here at LifePoint. We are studying the life of Jesus through the lens of Simon Peter in a series that we're calling Beyond the Shallows. The main idea of this series is we learn to follow Jesus one step at a time. And there may be no greater change in the life of Peter than from the day of his betrayal of Jesus to the day of Pentecost. We are now transitioned out of the Gospels and are in the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 2 specifically today, looking at the life of Peter as the early church is formed. And if you aren't familiar with the day of Pentecost, here is a basic overview. Thousands of people are in Jerusalem for the Passover. It was common for, no matter where the Jews were, to travel to Jerusalem for Passover. So many people were making the trip to Jerusalem. And the Holy Spirit descends on Jesus's followers, leading to the diverse crowd from all over. They were Jews, but they were from all over the place, and so they spoke different languages. This diverse crowd hears the gospel, but in their own language. So here, if you think about how crazy this is. You have a small group of Galilean disciples of Jesus who are speaking in a way that everyone is hearing the message in their own language from all these different countries. Jewish people that have been scattered all across the known world come to worship in Jerusalem, speaking different languages, but hearing the same message. So the crowd is bewildered by what they're hearing. They're scratching their heads, wondering what all this means. And in that moment, when they're kind of disorientated, like, how are we understanding these Galileans speaking in our languages? Peter takes this opportunity to address them, and he delivers a message on who Jesus is, why Jesus came, and essentially gives a 10-minute overview of the whole Old Testament. At the end of this mini sermon, 3,000 people respond with faith in Jesus. And it says that they were added to the church that day. So it's hard to overstate the importance of this event. This is the catalyzing event for a very fragile, very early new church. Just when it feels like the movement of Jesus is hanging on by a thread, with the disciples of Jesus holed up in an upper room, Pentecost happens. What can make the early church go from hanging by a thread to filled with power? The Holy Spirit. From holed up in a room to going through the known world to share the gospel? The Holy Spirit. What can take Peter from openly denying Jesus to standing in front of everyone in Jerusalem to proclaim him? It's the Holy Spirit. Only the Spirit can do this kind of thing. That's the only explanation. Peter was cowering from being associated with Jesus. Now he's openly proclaiming him. What can produce such a dramatic change in his life? What can embolden a person to this degree? What can take a man from wanting to avoid the discomfort of following Jesus to being willing to die for him? Well, it's not really a, is it, that can do that? It's a who. It's the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit makes all the difference. He provides the power. He brings the boldness. He is the one who does the work through the disciples. And I think this type of display of the Spirit and his power begs the question, could this be the reason why we today as Christians, as followers of Jesus, don't experience the power of God in our lives? And as the case may be for many of us in our churches today, could this be why we are experiencing tolerable results, but not really power? Is this why we, like Peter, struggle to move beyond failure and into a future of being used by God? Because unless we are filled with the Spirit, we will be like a car without fuel. A car without fuel might look good on the outside, but the power to actually have movement is missing. And isn't that the purpose of a car? To move, to take you from point A to point B? And isn't it the purpose of the church to be this movement that Jesus started? We need the Holy Spirit in our personal lives, and in our corporate lives in so many ways. And how many things could God do through in and through us if we just had the Spirit working in our lives? And the great truth of the gospel is that He already is with us. He is indwelling us. The Spirit is with us. And He is ready to do through us what we can't do in and of ourselves. The question is, what will we ask Him to do, allow Him to do, and depend upon Him to do through us today? Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the Drivecast today. Come back tomorrow for another episode. Lord, thank You for giving us Your Spirit, not only to comfort and convict and lead us, but Lord, to empower us. Help us to be filled with Your Spirit today and every day for Your kingdom's sake and in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you pray and take a moment and ask the Holy Spirit to fill you and to use you how He sees fit today.